Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It's been a busy week here in New Jersey, Anthony. At least people are fighting back.
New Jersey. A little bit.
We'll get to that in a little bit.
It's funny. All the news media has been reporting this new game.
Yeah.
And if I remember right, Gun for Hire reported this new game 2 years ago.
If I remember right, you invented this game.
Yeah.
But you were 13 at the time.
2 years ago, we reported, started in the Detroit area.
Knockout.
A game called
Knockout Kings, yeah.
Now, Knockout King is all over, especially Hudson and Bergen County.
We said it. We told everybody it was coming.
Yes, and here it is. And now, in New York, CBS Local had this whole video. There's also one called Knockout the Jew.
Well, it's a new flavor.
Yep, where these young inner-city kids see Hasidic Jews walking down the street, and one of their targets was a 12-year-old kid, broke his jaw. I mean, a 12-year-old kid, a group of men just punching him right in the head. I mean, unbelievable.
It's the whole purpose of this game is to see if you can knock out any just bystander with one punch. And everybody gets a big kick out of that. That's what we do now.
The degradation of our society. They're interviewing all these young kids. They're laughing their asses off.
Of course, yeah.
Boys and girls of school age. Oh, it's a lot of fun, this game, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Really pisses me off. But here's one. We talk about fighting back. In Perth Amboy, this guy was approached by four suspects with a gun. And they took $30 cash from him, and then one of the suspects racked the slide like he was going to shoot him because they kill for no reason today.
No reason, no.
He wrestled the gun from the bitches.
That's good.
And they ran away.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And here's a guy standing out 4:30 in the morning, waiting for the guys to pick him up to go to work.
Yes, to go to work.
And they rob him of $30 that he's got. It's a
working man.
And then
they're going to shoot him.
So he takes the gun away, and he chases them away, and the Perth Amboy police come out and say what?
Yes. Go ahead.
They say, well, to a notice to everybody, don't ever
fight back.
Fight back.
They don't encourage you fighting back.
That's our
job,
bitches.
You should comply.
You shouldn't be doing that.
That leads me into, I'm not going to mention the guest names now, but I caught a little flack because of the Garden State Mall shooter. I posted on NJ.com and New Jersey News that after watching the video, this kid was walking around with a motorcycle helmet on, leather jacket, with the AR hanging, swinging on his side, 6 o'clock position.
Yeah.
I wrote, were there no men in that mall?
Right,
now,
exactly.
Some people, John Willett, a few other guys, disagree with me. They said, you know, they're taught to run and cover. Sandy, if I was standing in that mall with you and that guy walked by and said, don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you, I would have had a second of normalcy bias, and then I would have tackled that F
Absolutely.
Right to the ground.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
In Israel, they would let him walk through them all with a gun?
Right.
It's our sheep mentality.
Yes.
The progressives have trained us all to run.
Right.
The
exactly.
police will come in 15
Dial
minutes 911. With the white tape.
We have turned over our whole life to someone else to run. We call someone if we have a fire. Don't get a fire extinguisher.
Correct.
We call someone if we need medical assistance. We call someone. We're all trained to rely on mommy and daddy to come help us out of a jam.
And this leads me into, we have two guests on the show, Albert Almeida, who is fighting back to get a carry permit, and Paul Ramage. His wife's not going to be pissed at me now. Paul Mirage, who actually fought back, and we're going to talk about
minute.
That.
Did you see the second pronunciation of your name?
Paul Mirage.
I called you Paul Mirage. Play the tape.
No, Paul Mirage. F you.
The second
one. Right. Albert. Albert is
perfect
here.
Perfect record. He has a perfect record.
Okay, Albert is here. He started a group funding project for legal fees, and he's retaining Evan Knappen as his attorney.
Nice.
And Albert is going to be backing up against the right to carry case, ANJRPC, and the Pantano case, Evan Knappen, Esquire. Albert, tell us what happened, brother.
What happened was back in June, we took over a property for a customer of ours. I have a property management company. And one of the tenants that I never met before went in there to introduce myself. And it was also at the beginning of the month, it was time to collect rent for the customer. So I go in there, I introduce myself to this individual. He tells me he doesn't have the rent. I tell him, okay, I'll give you a few days, you know, get back to me with the rent. I get back to him a couple of days later, And, you know, he started off with, you know, go fuck yourself. I don't have no rent for you.
Nice.
Like, well, I'm going to have to start eviction on you because this is, you know, the policy, our policy. Well, go ahead, start the eviction. When you come by here to collect the rent, I'll make sure that I knock your teeth out. And yeah, exactly. That was like, well,
I think
the threats escalated.
Oh, he threatened me 14, 15 different ways.
And you went through the legal aspect. What did you do with the police?
Well, after he threatened to have me shot, after he threatened to have his boys shoot me, dump me on a dead-end street in North Newark and make it look like it was a robbery, I went ahead and told him. Yeah, exactly. I went ahead and told him, listen, those are terroristic threats. I'm going to take them serious. I'm going to go make a terroristic threat police report. And I did. I went over to the North District, made out the criminal complaint, and advised the subject that I did. His response was, who gives a fuck? I'll shoot the cops also.
Nice.
When we come back, we're going to continue this story. Where do you hear the rest of this?
Absolutely. Well, you know, you did go to Newark, so I'm surprised they didn't make you fax in the report.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
And this segment is brought to you by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. Facebook page, NJ2AS, or New Jersey Second Amendment Society. They are having their year-end meeting on December 3rd in Toms River, 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. Please show up and show your support. If you can't show up, send them a $50 Christmas gift in support of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Don't forget to renew your membership or show up. It's $35 a year, you cheap bastards.
Cheaper than a back.
We just found out from our guest that it's also cheaper than a happy ending.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, depending on where you go.
Level of guests we get.
New Jersey Second Amendment Society.com. Please show your support for Frank and Rich and the guys. They are fighting for our rights in New Jersey. So, Albert, so he terroristic threats. You went to the police. You filed charges. Now what happens?
I filed charges. I told them, hey, listen, this guy here not only threatened to have me shot, that he was going to shoot me. He told me that he was a gangster. I did some background check on this guy. He comes back with he actually did time for aggravated assault and robberies.
Oh, so this isn't an idle threat.
He was a real deal. He was the real deal. A few of my associates know him from previous apartments that they rented out to him. They were like, yeah, this guy is the real deal. He's a known gang member. He's full of tattoos. So, okay. So I tell the detective that, hey, listen, he said he was also going to shoot you guys if you guys go get him.
But wait, when he gets tell him what the cops want you to do, because they won't act on this shitbag.
They won't act on it.
Listen to what his advice was from the North
Pole. That's proactive policing.
Wait,
so I go to the detective. We're sitting down for the interview. At the end of the interview, he goes, hey, listen, you want to help me get this guy? He goes, why don't you go to his house, knock on his door, have him come out if he's home, and then call Central Dispatch, give him your CC number so we can send a car out to you to go pick this guy up, because we don't know where he is.
How do you like that?
We don't know where he is. Yeah.
How do you like that, Sandy?
He comes home to sleep at night.
How do you like that?
That's unbelievable.
So I looked at the
detective. It's believe. It's Newark, right. New Jersey.
So I looked at the detective.
Corey Bookerville.
I looked at the detective, and I looked at him, and I kind of smirked. I was like, are you joking? I go, this guy just threatened to have me shot. He's threatened to shoot the cops if they show up at his door. Now you're asking me to go knock on his door and say, hey, I just want to make sure you're home. And now I'm calling the cops so they can come and pick you up.
In 45 minutes.
In 45 minutes.
Yeah, 45 right. minutes to an hour. Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen to me? He's either going to shoot me or he's going to kick my ass because I'm there alone.
Well, that's not their problem,
that's
Albert.
Not
What's
their
the
problem?
Problem?
So
well,
listen to what happened illegally now. Albert works in Essex County in Newark, but he lives in Sussex County, which is considered a part free state, right?
Yeah.
So he applies for a CCW because he fears for his life, property manager. It doesn't even get to the courts. It gets rejected by his police chief,
which is
bullshit because he can appeal that because the police chief is only supposed to dismiss it if he lied on the paperwork, he has a criminal background.
Right.
Or anything. It's up to a superior court judge in a county you reside to decide if it's issued or denied.
Correct.
So go ahead, Albert.
Correct. So we're doing the whole background check on me. I'm endorsed by the ranking officer who did the investigation on me. Who's a big Second Amendment supporter, and his exact words were, I wish you get it, and I would love to see many more civilians in New Jersey being able to carry. Of course, that's not the views of all law enforcement officers and departments in New Jersey, but it was his view. So he said he was going to put in a good word. Everything he told me, everything we've done on you came back great. You know, you're a perfect candidate. A few days later, I get the phone call from the chief, 5-second interview on the phone. And his exact words were, well, listen, Albert, many people make terroristic threats, don't follow through on it. I was like, whoa, excuse me.
Says the man with the gun on his hip.
Yeah.
And my response to him was, well, that might be true in Sussex County.
Yes,
but that's
chief.
Definitely not true in Essex County or Newark. Majority of the threats by a gangster or career criminal are followed through on.
Right.
And he ended the conversation and that was it.
So now,
well,
Albert
you just
wants
want a license to kill
we
people.
We have Albert on for a couple reasons. A, to piss everybody off in New Jersey. B, to let our out-of-state listeners here see what happens in New Jersey. He doesn't always stay in New Jersey because this
coming
could be coming to
you.
Now, Albert, what's the next step? You're trying to get some funding to help everybody in the state of New Jersey for to set a precedent here. So what's our call to action?
Absolutely. I threw my ideas out there on a few of the groups, Facebook groups, and a few of the members came back and said, hey, yeah, listen, you need to fight this, and why don't you start up a fundraising?
First donor was Ron Sousa, by the way.
And I was like,
that's
wait
surprising.
A minute.
That's
surprising. Yes.
I was like, wait a minute, that's a good idea. But I was like, wait a minute, I want to take this one step further. Not only do I want the support for my case, because it's expensive, but it's a battle well worth the fight. I go, let me take this one step forward. Let me try to start fundraising for all of us because there are many people out there that they get denied or they're just fear of being denied. They're afraid of that big no on their record.
Yes,
and
exactly
you hear that and you hear that every
once
day.
That's on, you can't get it off.
So what's the site that we need to go to? Because I'm going to make a donation, too. I did not do it yet because I wanted him on the show. And this is something where we have the Christmas and Thanksgiving spirit. A couple of bucks, a couple of thousand, whatever you can
whatever
swing.
Whatever you can afford.
Listen, how much money do we spend on Pick 5 tickets on fantasy football or coffee every day?
Can I read it off?
Absolutely.
The website, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll post this. It's gofundme.com/fighting-for-NJ-CCW. So gofundme.com/fighting-for-NJ-CCW. He also has a Facebook page, Battling for New Jersey
PCP, Permit to Carry.
P2C.
P2C.
P2C. He's ignorant like me. Albert is a family man, Jersey resident, cigar smoker, gun owner, NRA, NJ2AS, ANJRP supporter across the board. We need some support back to get some money. He's not doing this just for his case. He's doing it to set a precedent with Knappen for as many other cases that we can. Now, the NRA and everybody else isn't going to jump on this too much because they're all banking on the Pantano case right now. But Albert wants to have like a backstop case that we can
Absolutely.
Have to move on. He's not going to make any money off of this fund. It's all going to go to pay legal fees. So I think it's a viable thing. I'm going to make a donation today. You can make change donations, like $1.36 or something.
$1.37.
Okay, yeah. Just checking. All right. No, but I'm going to donate. But the first person to
I got a quarter.
Somebody called me a cheap bastard.
I know, that's
the
pretty
first
good.
Person to donate was Ron Sousa as soon as he put the site up. I went to look. Like there said, was a couple of nominees, and
surprising.
One said, Ron Sousa, good luck with your fight. I mean, that's what we want. So, Albert, yeah. How old are your daughters?
5 and 2.
So every day when he leaves work from beautiful Sussex County, he drives into Newark. He has to worry if he's going to get back home because there's some shitbag threatening his life.
Now, we're talking about, for those out-of-state listeners, we're talking about probably the crime and murder capital of the United States, Newark, New Jersey. Cory Bookerville, who is now a distinguished U.S.
No, he's New Jersey star senator.
A star senator.
Listen, I got some intel. The new interim mayor in Newark requested a security detail of 3 police officers. Booker's security detail, ladies and gentlemen, 60 when he was mayor.
60
well, you know, cops why. Off the streets to protect him. Well, they had to go hide when he'd go in the mail mail rubbing tugs.
Well, they also
I said that out loud.
He was a guy who never lived in the state of New Jersey. He lived
correct.
In New York.
New York.
State.
I'm surprised Lou even asked for 3 security guards. Yep. He's a street guy.
Yeah, Lou's got 3. Booker had 60. Bloomberg only has 20.
No, okay. That's it.
Wow. Now, as a U.S. senator, I wonder how many Booker is going to have in his security detail.
I wonder what the socialist who just took over the city in New York.
But now Albert's on the show. Albert comes to the range. He's a solid guy. He wants to pursue this case, and we want to help him. Albert, tell everybody one more time, send your donations. Come on.
I need everyone's help and support because this is going to just help us in the future for New Jersey concealed carry.
That's right.
Let's think outside the box and not put all our eggs in one basket. Let's have a backup plan.
One is many.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. Waldorfchiro. .com. Eric Waldorf, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Go in and tell him you're from Gun for Hire Radio, and you will get a free evaluation and a free adjustment. Okay?
I was afraid something else was going to come
out. No, be quiet. And Dr. Eric, watch, Dr. Eric will make a donation to Albert's cause, too, because
again,
that's how
not
he
another
rolls.
Surprise.
And again, we need people like you to support him. Go visit him. Send your friends and family there. Post it on your Facebook. Send it on an email. Your cousin that lives in the Bridgewater area. Go support those who support us,
absolutely.
Bitches.
Social absolutely. Media is absolutely king.
Now, we have another special guest on I'm going to talk about in a minute. This week, The Nappin's book. Nappin's book is 520 pages,
yes,
and it has five chapters on knife laws in New Jersey. The new Nappin book will be available at the range this week. It was supposed to be here last week. Nappin fell on his face. Also remember...
Did our pre-advanced copies that were signed...
No, we didn't get any. Also remember, I'm on the ballot. Calandro for NRA. Voting starts around February 1st for all you life and five-year members. Paul, before we get to you, I got a couple of letters, all right? One from Bob Petty. Just getting around to episode 128.
The race car driver?
No. Oh. Just busy getting around to episode 128. Busy running the wife to the doctor in the hospital. First thing I hear is you refer to de Blasio's kids as Buttercup and Moonbeam. You know no bounds. Thanks for the laugh. I needed it. Hope to see you tomorrow afternoon. I got one from Mike Matanti.
There you
Mike
go.
Tatanti. I just listened to your last two shows on the way
Not
home
his real
from work.
Name.
And I learned I just became a felon without even knowing it. 2 months ago, I was in Harbor Freight, and I bought a Slingshot in New Jersey. After listening to your show, I realized how effed up I am. I stopped by Harbor Freight to make sure I didn't make a mistake where I bought it from. Here is the pic on the wall. Blah, 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 blah. Well, Mike, you're a felon, and a couple other guys sent me pictures of it, too. If it has a wrist rest or a wrist strap, it is a fourth-degree felony in New Jersey per Evan Nappin. Okay? We are so screwed in this state.
Do you remember those two guys that went on a road trip one time up to Cabela's and bought a couple of wrist rockets?
I don't remember.
I don't remember any of those.
They may have stopped for ice cream,
A couple of radio guys
on the way
might have stopped for ice cream.
Now, while we're talking about that, so we know slingshots, BB guns are illegal. Mace is not illegal in New Jersey under 3/4 of an ounce, and we're always pushing lipstick bodyguard. And our guest today is Nurse Extraordinaire Paul Ramage. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Paul sends me a private message on Facebook that caught my eye and attention, and we have him in the studio today. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I was coming out of work one night. It was a little bit later, maybe around 6 o'clock. The sun was down. I needed to get money out of the ATM, naturally. And I parked my car pretty far away from the ATM, so I was... Got my money out, immediately put it in my pocket. I never, you know, could sit in there and count my money because, well, they're wrong. What the hell are they going to do? Give it back to me? It's a machine.
Right.
So I walk back to my car. I was approached by a middle-aged man in a lot better shape than I was and wielding a knife and asking me for my money or demanding me for my money. My wife, a few days before that, gave me the lipstick bodyguard to keep in my pocket.
What color?
Pink.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. So... I realized I had this in my pocket, and so I said, all right, no problem. Here's the money. Whipped it out and sprayed him down. I sprayed him from ear to ear. He started screaming. I got a little in his mouth as well.
Nice. Did he drop the knife?
He dropped the knife immediately, fell down to the fetal
collapsed
position.
Collapsed like a baby in a fetal position.
Is this screaming. Not great?
Yeah.
Is that not great? But here's the best part. So now how long before you called 911?
Immediately.
You were composed? Was the adrenaline pumping?
Oh,
your hands were shaking?
Absolutely.
A little short
Terrifying.
Of breath? Okay. Paul's built like Gus, too. He has a carbohydrate problem. So
there's no way I was fighting that
guy. He has a protein allergy like me.
Protein allergy.
And so he fell down on the ground. Now, what kind of phone do you have?
iPhone.
Was it easy to unlock and dial the numbers?
Not at the time because I was...
Right? Fight or flight reflexes kick in. Was there anybody else around?
No.
Okay. So you dial, what'd you dial, 911?
Yes.
And how long for the police to dispatch?
About 20 minutes until they got there.
20 minutes. 20
See
minutes.
What I mean?
Minutes.
By the time they got there, he would have had no teeth.
Yeah.
No, but see, you have to be careful because he's by a bank. There's cameras everywhere.
Right.
So it's now. What he had a weapon. What'd you do with it?
I kicked the weapon away with my hand, with my feet.
But then, didn't you pick it up? With
I
your
did
glove?
Pick it up. I had gloves in my pocket. I'm a nurse.
Oh, so. If he wasn't a nurse and he had gloves in his pocket, he wouldn't be on this show right
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
Okay. So he had gloves in his pocket. So he you took the weapon, you kicked it away, and then you took the weapon. So he's laying there crying and screaming like a bitch.
Yes.
Okay. Police roll. Up, how did they respond to you immediately? Did they get out guns drawn or anything?
No.
Okay, what happened?
The cops came, they approached me very, you know, calmly, and I said, listen, this guy tried to obviously rob me. I maced the hell out of him. The guy's still on the ground at this time. He's hysterical, crying like a baby.
And so, this is like 40 minutes after this shit is still working.
And it felt like 4
burning
hours.
Through
it
his
felt
face.
Like 4 hours, four, right?
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
You feel helpless, right?
Mm, sure.
So what did they do? Did they cuff him?
They cuffed him. They had to bring him to the ER to get his eyes rinsed out. And his mouth and his nose.
That's good thing he had pointed at
Did
the
they
right
bring
direction.
Him to your ER?
No, that would have been nice.
Do you carry mace, Albert?
No, I did not.
Why not? You work in North, you should be carrying mace.
See, this,
we have it here.
I was being masculine, you know? Oh, I'm not carrying that shit on me. I'm a man. You know, I'm going to fight.
But you're just afraid that I'll squirt myself in the eye.
No, that's why I got to take our class. We're going to talk about that. See, that's why it's the lipstick thing. If somebody found it in his pocket, the security, they would say, oh, all right, he must be Fagala.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they think it's just a lipstick, right. You know. If it's a regular mace, they'd be like, okay. Now, a lot of guys won't carry mace because they think it's like a sissy thing. It's for women and kids. Right. All right? But you might have got stabbed that day. You might have not have gotten home.
I would, you know, dumbly, I probably would never give up my money.
Absolutely would have been dead.
I'm broke.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy had a knife. How, you know, tooler drill, right? 20 feet?
21 feet in less than 2 seconds.
Less than 2 seconds.
He can close in on you.
Yeah.
So
people don't think about that.
Now, are you you have to press charges or the cops press criminal complaints?
Yep, they already did.
Did they go in the bank for surveillance video? They probably got the video, right? Yep. Which is pretty
cool. But they had him. he's the guy laying on the ground with the hole burned into his face.
But how nice is that? Now, your body goes through a lot of things when you have that out-of-body experience. Do you even remember deploying it or pulling it out of your pocket?
Somewhat. I remember reaching for it, and honestly, I pissed myself. You know?
Okay. No, that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with being able to say that.
Absolutely.
We do a mace course here, and we teach about muscle memory, and because when your fight or flight reflexes kick in and you lose your fine motor functions, a.k.a. shit the bed,
right.
You could have not taken the lid off. Mm-hmm. Paul, you could have thrown it at him. You could have slipped out of your hand. You could have squirted yourself, like Albert said, if you didn't have it pointed in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Listen, cops have squirted themselves in their partners. Under stress.
Times.
Yes, it's happened. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're EMT, so he's seen it. He's gone on a scene where cops maced each other or themselves. So it's not just something you put in your pocket. I mean, we sell the product here, but you really need to learn how to use
I got lucky that night.
Well, not only did you get lucky, but you listened to the show all the time.
And you were prepared.
Right? Helps me.
You've got a lot going on there, too, because you were aware of it. Now, did you see this guy come up when you were at the ATM?
And no situational awareness, so no.
No, wow. No situational awareness. Drew the money, turned around, and he's standing there.
Right.
And he wants the money. He's got a knife. Was it a huge knife? Or?
It was a little, like a fishing knife. It wasn't anything serious.
Nothing that he can get in trouble with if the cops searched him or something, like a pocket knife or a pen knife. But still could kill you.
Absolutely.
Okay, maim you, kill you, mortally, whatever. So.
And if it took 20 minutes for the cops to get there, would have taken 20 minutes for the it would have taken longer for an ambulance or a paramedic.
But isn't it amazing what 15% cayenne pepper can do when it's in the mucous membranes?
18%. That shit is unbelievable.
18. It goes really good on
chili
Mexican
dogs.
Food too.
Yeah. I like it on chili dogs.
I've seen him do this.
And it's such a cheap product as well. I mean, it's not overly expensive.
Right.
If Paul had continued to strike him on the ground like I probably would have done, he would have been charged with excessive force.
Exactly.
And the guy probably would have gotten, he would have got released and let go because of that. Or maybe you would have gotten 6 months in jail and he'll get 2 months in jail.
Exactly.
And you might be cellies the way our freaking criminal justice system works today. But see, he did the right thing, and sometimes it's hard to do. Like if you were with your wife or kids, you might have been so personally pissed you might have lashed out at him when he was down on the ground. And if the bank video caught you kicking him in the head, while he's down on the ground in a fetal position, it's funny how we talk about it all the time. When you hit somebody with oleocapsaicin, which is mace, when you hit them with it, the first thing people do is they usually drop whatever's in their hands and their hands go to their face.
Right.
And it attacks our innermost fears. I can't see. I can't breathe. Okay? And you drop into the fetal position. It's been now, if he was a seasoned criminal, he would not have dropped in the fetal position because he would have known the effects of mace already. What you need to learn, what we teach in a class, is after you squirt, you have to sidestep to the left or right, whichever way is safer, because a seasoned shitbag will put their head down and charge you like a bull.
Right.
And then they will wipe their face on your face, so you're both maced, and they will gouge your eyes out, and they will scratch you, and they will choke you or whatever, because that's how predators fight.
Well, they're taught that
lucky.
In prison, right?
Correct. They're taught that schooling. Yeah, in prison. You were lucky it was not a seasoned guy. It was a perfect storm for you, Paul. It really was. You got to count your blessings, you know, right, because absolutely, a seasoned criminal would have known what mace is, and, you know, he would have had one eye shut or whatever when you deployed it, and he still would have got you. So you had it perfect. And that's what happens when you hit with somebody like a young punk or something, or a young kid that's not expecting it. They don't know what hit them. They go to the ground, their mucous membranes just start flowing. I can't breathe. I can't see. A lot of people have anxiety attacks when they get shot. And what happens is they pass out.
Right. Right.
Beautiful.
Right. It's perfect.
Check for cameras, then go through their wallet. No, don't touch a body. God forbid, hypodermic needles, razors. You don't want to go near anybody. What you did was right. Secure the weapon, step away, wait for the police to come. Try to put yourself someplace safe where you could, like, what if he was a two-man team, Paul? What if a car pulled up and his friend shot at you or something? You need to, like, back up against the wall and watch everything that's around you. It's just one small facet. Now, it's funny. I'm talking to these two guests in the studio, and they're listening to me. How many people are out there that think they'll never happen to them?
Absolutely.
Right? You never thought it would happen to you.
Never.
And this was in Lily White, No Crime,
absolutely,
Sussex County?
Absolutely.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's going to happen.
So it can happen anywhere.
Absolutely. And especially, you know, with the crime against women right now. I mean, crime is going up, but violent crime, we were talking about this before, violent crime, as the guns go up, violent crime tends to go down. But the one thing that has not changed or changed conversely is the crime against women right now. About every 12 seconds,
correct,
a woman is physically attacked.
And you're seeing it more often because the lack of jobs, the economy,
right,
the
just
narcotic
an excuse for the shitbag.
Exactly.
Just another
crime
excuse.
Crime is always there.
Crime is there.
You know, it's just more
now,
of an excuse.
Right. Now we're getting, now it's okay. Oh, hey, look, I can't get a job, so that's why I got to rob you.
I want to invite Paul to our class on December 5th at 6 p.m. to talk about his story, if you could make it. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Okay?
Absolutely. Very, very important. Be prepared. Thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All of the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Office Suites. the website, MontvilleOffice.com. Go to their Facebook page, Montville Executive Suites, and like it and pimp it out and tell people about it. Ron Sousa, big supporter. Absolutely. He already donated to Albert Almeida's fund.
This guy is first on the scene all the time.
Give me a break. He has a beautiful, beautiful facility right in Montville. Four highways cross it. If you're a jobber, any type of plumber, butcher, baker, candlestick maker, you should sign up and go to Montville Executive Suites. $59 a month for a virtual office.
And if you're a baker, you should be bringing things in here.
Yes. Listen, we are a collection center for toys for tots, by the way. Yes, I have a soft side. If you need to know what to donate, go to toysfortots.com and look at the rules on how they want the gifts dropped off, how they want them wrapped, boy or a girl or whatever. The collection center is going to be here until December 7th, I think. It's out front, and I'm going to be going to Toys R Us and buying about 10 or 15 things from, you know, from myself to drop into the box. And
toy guns? Can we use?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, slingshots? I don't want to do I don't want these kids not to get their gift, so I'm not going to be a jackass. You know, normally I would be. Yeah. Okay. And when I'm at Toys R Us, Sandy, I'll get Play-Doh and a slinky for you.
Thank you.
Good. So you'll have something to do
in a long time.
Since I have to do all the work
all
on
the
show.
All the work anyway.
Yeah, all the work anyway. You might as well just sit there and mix the colors. Okay. On Play-Doh.
I want the slinky now. You're going to get me that damn slinky.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I told you that before. Slinkies and progressives are only good for when you push them down a flight of stairs. They bring a smile to your face. listen, so Toys for Tots Collection Center, Montville Executive Suites, Montville Office. How much you want to bet Ron Sousa comes with a couple of gifts?
Guaranteed.
All right. Guaranteed that he'll be dropping
all our sponsors. We got the best sponsors.
We have Katie from Lipstick Bodyguard here.
Hey, Katie, it's Diane from Lipstick Bodyguard. She came in just as a surprise guest for you.
Yeah, she's a surprise guest.
Come on, I'm going to get more letters now.
Sure,
will you
what?
Stop?
What's
Leave
your
those
matter?
Poor people alone.
When I
stop
take my park hill plate out, this is how I talk.
Oh, good God.
Now put it back. I put my plate back in. Okay? Paul Ramage.
Yes.
Sandy Mirage.
Nice.
All right,
very
listen
good.
To me. When we take, of course, usually when we take a break, Paul's talking about how he was
of
scared
course.
Of shit.
Yeah.
So now tell us the story, Paul. What's it feel like to be a victim of a crime?
I didn't know if I was having a heart attack or I was, in the middle of this. It was surreal. It was almost out of body. I was terrified. I couldn't think straight, you know, but luckily I was able to deploy the Lipstick Bodyguard and
great.
Hosed him.
You get letters all the time, you said before, about people using this stuff, but you've never met
I've never met, no, I haven't. And it's wonderful that your wife bought it and gave it to you and
Absolutely.
That you carried it with you.
But here's the complete opposite. Normally, the husband would buy
yes.
it for the wife,
Correct.
And the wife would have it in the bottom of the purse, forgotten about.
Forgotten That's about.
Right. Here's
exactly.
a situation where the wife buys it for the husband, sticks it in his pocket,
his
thinking,
ass.
Oh, I'll never need this for anything. But every
thing.
Once in a while, every once in a what's your wife's first name?
Stephanie.
Every once in a while, Steffi's going to ask me, do you still have it? So
right.
I better keep it somewhere
right.
readily accessible so I can show her.
Yep.
We have a common friend, Georgia Gray, right?
Yeah.
She tattooed Gun for Hire on me.
Wow.
Me too.
Okay. How cool is that? She's a great tattoo artist.
She's amazing.
You know, this is radio.
We can show each other our tattoos.
Okay.
In a couple minutes, we'll compare junk.
Wonderful.
Okay.
At which point
listen.
I'm leaving.
Listen. So you felt all of this, and it was like time dilation, auditory exclusion, tunnel vision. It all hit you, right?
I can hear my heart bumping in my ears almost.
You're lucky you didn't code out. As a nurse, you know that you're checking your own vitals, right? Exactly.
It's about a baker's dozen there, Bob.
That's right. Hard to do self-CPR.
Do you know the way the law is in New Jersey? If you had maced him and he ran into traffic and got hit by a car, you would hold some of that liability.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, that's
you
why cops
I mean?
Have to use very light stuff, right?
Correct. Well, they use 5% for a couple of reasons. Number one is...
they don't have to babysit.
18% will burn for a good hour. 5% will burn for a good 15, 20 minutes. So because you have to stay with that person as a law enforcement officer. You have to stay with them until they're stable. Paul was not obligated. He stayed with that person because he wanted the police to come. As Masoud Ayoub says, whoever calls it in is usually the innocent victim in the eyes of the jury.
Right,
okay,
right.
So by Paul calling, did you stay on with the cops till 20 minutes or no? They said they sent a car out.
No,
you were on dispatch?
Yep, absolutely.
What did you talk about for 20 minutes?
I was trying not to shit myself.
Okay.
I smoked about a pack of cigarettes in that time.
Which is healthy when your blood pressure's high.
Tell the truth. Did you put the cigarette butts out on his forehead?
I thought about it, but listening to your radio show, I luckily know that I should not do anything like that.
I'm telling you right now, if the cameras caught him doing malicious shit, I would have been doing like wrestling. I'd have been flying up in the air and smashing him with an elbow. The cops would have came, and it would have been a bit of lump of shit, and they would have been like, what's that?
What's
like, I don't know.
Who's there?
The rules, everybody that's ever worked for me in all my buildings and stuff will know, if they ever hear me say, shut the cameras off, it's going to get bad. Okay? Rob, shut the cameras off.
I don't know what I would have done if my daughter was there. I have a lovely 3-year-old daughter. I probably would have fucking killed them.
Could you imagine trying to handle it with your daughter? You got to worry about
where she is.
And for 20 minutes, she's tugging on you. What's going on? So you're trying to watch him.
Right.
You don't know if he has any other weapons. Now, Paul, when you were standing near him, was he facing you?
Yes.
All right, that's wrong now. In the future, if you spray somebody head on and they fall to the ground, you want to walk around them so that you're looking at their back. So you don't want him to know where you are visually, just verbally, because it would be very easy for him to throw a knife or shoot you or something if you're facing him head on. So you want to walk around him, like outflank him, as the military would say. Mm-hmm. And if it was safe, and you'd want to stand in an area where he can inflict the least amount of damage, because you got to remember, too, seasoned shitbags. Seasoned shitbags will also play possum. That was Diane, by the way. Okay? Seasoned shitbags will play possum, okay? And they will pretend or feign something to get you closer, and they will deploy something else, and they'll hit you or knife you.
As a nurse, I even thought about it. I said, if this guy stops breathing, I got to go to work. You know, I have to.
That's your job. Yeah. Right? This is your profession.
Yeah, but see, I would have had to go to my car and prep and get my gloves.
Right.
It might have taken 30 minutes.
I carry medical supplies in my car at all times. I travel. I do hospice, so I'm in different houses all the time. And sometimes I'm even Newark, which is lovely when carrying narcotics with you.
Why? Booker says it's the safest city in the state.
Security
guards.
Soon to be all of New Jersey. Yes, exactly. If you have 60 paid security guards.
Couldn't he promise us
guards?
All our own 60 bodyguards? Yeah, I'd have voted for him.
I would have voted for him, too. It'd be great.
A chicken in every pot, and everybody gets 60 security men in their detail.
And a pony.
Sorry, I didn't say women either. That was sexist, Diane. I'm sorry. Security persons in their detail.
You know, we were in PA recently. My cousin lives in Pennsylvania, and I have my Utah carry for you
state.
Guys.
Yes. That's pretty
and
good.
A weird situation happened. It didn't go anywhere, luckily, but a man that lives in her condos is absolutely psychotic. Comes out and screams in front of her and her kids, you know, you stupid motherfucker, you bitch, all this stuff. And I'm walking out with my 3-year-old daughter and my cousin and my wife, and this guy comes fucking darting out, screaming at her. And I put my hand up. I'm always keeping like 8 feet away from him. And I said, listen, I don't want any fucking problem. I don't know you. But, you know, luckily I felt a little bit safer because I was packing a .45 on my hip.
Right.
Which I need to get more training for. Situational awareness.
So you didn't have to put him down?
Never had to put him down. I said, listen, I don't know you. I don't have any problems with you. But look, my daughter was there. God forbid he went after my daughter, you know.
Like sure.
I
said,
right, sure.
I would empty the magazine at him.
The daddy instinct kicks in, boy.
It's scary.
Hell yeah.
My wife, you know, I think what really stopped him actually was my daughter. My wife was holding my daughter's ears. She doesn't hear all this stuff, you know. She hears me cursing all the time. But this guy was out of control. So.
What's the matter, Daddy? You say that all the time.
Right.
Why is this a big deal?
Show and tell.
You think that's cussing? Listen to this.
Well, her new thing is whenever she's 3, so whenever I say, oh, here, eat this. She goes, what the hell is this?
Nice. Now, you have to be careful. When you deployed that mace, some of the residue from the lipstick bodyguard can get on your hands. And if you had started to sweat...
I noticed it on my hands.
You noticed it on your hands. But if you had started to sweat, if you wiped your forehead or your eyes, if you had tearing in your eyes or something, you'd be burning yourself. It's something you have to be very, very careful with. I've taught classes with mace for security officers and civilians. and then later on rub my eye. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah,
and obviously it's not as bad as a direct confrontation hit, you know, where it's in the eyes and the mouth. But it's a stark reminder of this shit is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know?
And that stuff is, you said to me that you hired a chemist to develop this whole stuff.
Right.
And it's mixed with something, some sort of oil, and then it has
lye. No, I'm sorry.
Lye. And then it has some sort of what do you call it? Alcohol base in it, too, to atomize it. So it stings like twice or something.
Oh, yeah.
And every time they try to wash it off, it gets worse.
It gets worse. Yeah.
I like
which
that.
Is, oh, yeah.
Which, you know. You're a living proof of.
Yeah.
Right,
literally brings a man to his knees.
It does. I mean, I saw it.
But it's, oh, man, isn't like that the best thing in the world?
I couldn't believe how well it worked.
And you guys, it's available right here. Not to plug this stuff, but I mean, this is...
It's so important.
It's available right here at the Woodland Park Range.
Right.
And if you've got anybody, with women being attacked, we talked about this off the air, women are being attacked every 12 seconds in this country, physically attacked. I mean, if there's a woman in your...
If there's a woman in your life, get them a lipstick bodyguard.
Absolutely.
You just never know when you're going to need it. And a man, too.
And even though it's faggoty, carry it yourself.
Carry it in your pocket.
We call it Cory Booker Pink.
Cory Booker Pink. We'll be right back after this word from, lipstick bodyguard.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And you hear me say it every week, just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick Bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's available only at lipstickbodyguard.com and now at the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. And
I want to commend Paul.
Yes.
For not shitting the bed.
Yes.
I want to commend him for using force right up to the point where it was, you know, and he backed off.
Right.
Once that it was met with equal or greater force, he backed off
restraint.
From the guy when he submitted. He restrained. I want to, you know, he did 99% right. And you actually did 100% right because you got to go home to your family that
Absolutely.
Night.
Yeah.
We can sit here and analyze and second guess. You should have stood behind. You should have did this. That's all a bunch of bullshit. You got to go home that night. But hopefully, if it ever happens again, and hopefully it won't, at least you know there's some other tips. The problem is, how do we get our loved ones and friends and family to understand this stuff too?
Right. It's
and
so
now
difficult.
This hit so close to home that your wife obviously is concerned because she bought it and gave it to
Absolutely.
You.
My wife's also a nurse. She works 3 to 11.
Ah, okay.
So she's coming home
right
at the same thing, 11 o'clock at night. And you know, that's why she started carrying it. She keeps one in her purse, one in her side console, and one in her sunglasses.
Perfect.
Very, yeah, perfect. Very important. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Assorted colors.
Got to be careful when you deploy it in the car. You got to be careful your three-year-old doesn't get their hands on that.
I can imagine.
You know, because it could be really bad, especially around any asthmatics or anybody else like that.
And one of the things we should talk about, too, is the shelf life of this stuff, too. It's you said, what, about a year?
A year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
every year on your birthday,
but,
get a new one.
Get a new one. Because it just, and the other one, what is a good one to practice with, right, Ann? I mean, if you take it outside in a good,
you should always take the old one and squirt it into the grass or squirt it into the snow, depending on the season, downwind. Because it's a nice idea to see what the flow looks like and how long it lasts to find out, and then discard of it empty from there, okay? That's what you should do. But I tell people every year, for $15, isn't your life worth that?
Absolutely.
And you should, listen, police carry it. It's in the use of force system.
Right.
In the escalation of force, mace is one of the first things they can use after verbal. Stop. After that, psst, now you're going to stop.
And then what comes? Taser? Or
baton.
Baton.
And then gun.
Wow.
Okay. New Jersey Taser was only approved for state police in like 8 towns or something.
Oh, my God.
Newark, only like 4 cops are allowed to carry it. And if they're on vacation or off duty, nobody has a taser.
Oh, my God.
Because, well, we don't think it's, you know, civil enough or some shit like that.
Well, New Jersey, our state police are the only ones who have to call for their sergeant on duty in order to bring them the ammo for their AR-15.
Well, they have the AR in the trunk, but they don't have ammo.
No ammo.
Their sergeants have the ammo.
Makes sense.
Smart. You know, there's 500 cops in that Garden State Plaza. Imagine what lipstick bodyguard in that kid's face would have done.
Right.
Exactly.
But
he
had a helmet on with the face shield open. Perfect point to aim. It would have filled. But, you know,
Works wonders in somebody's mouth, too, because he started screaming. I went,
Try that. How's that taste?
The mouth is going to burn.
Right.
The lungs are going to burn big time. And there's going to be mucus flowing out of the nose you've never seen before. And it's the eyes, always the eyes, the propensity is the eyes slam shut automatically because you're burning. And then they bring their hands up to their face and they rub it and they make it worse.
Right. Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Don't you remember, dude, that when you were doing the mace class and they were filming for Lipstick Bodyguard, that guy, we were calling him Bluto because he blocked out the sun, crying like a baby.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And he's screaming and crying. Is anyone there? Is anyone there?
The Lipstick Bodyguard blend uses an alcohol-based propellant, which has a smaller molecular structure which goes under eyelids that are slammed shut.
Ah.
Police departments that use tasers or stun guns have to use a water-based propellant, which the molecules aren't as small, and it won't penetrate eyes that are shut. The reason they do that was long time ago in Long Island, there was a guy freaking out in a bar, and about 8 cops maced him, and he was still swinging chairs. And then a cop came on the scene and hit him with a stun gun, and he went up like a Roman candle because he was covered with the alcohol.
With the alcohol.
Oh,
see, now I thought that was a bonus.
Really?
They looked at it as a negative thing. I thought it was cool. Paul, I got this.
Wow. Anybody got marshmallow?
Can somebody go out and get some of that Kingsford fire starter from the Home Depot, too?
Carry around marshmallows.
Hot dogs. Yeah, guys got to eat.
Also, I just want to go off topic from last week's show. I still have not received a response. Where is the Colored Coalition?
And we're renaming it back to that because it's a much better name.
Frank Fiamingo, Ainsley Reynolds. Hello.
How long is it? How long is a 501c? We got money piled up here.
Lipstick. We're doing a Lipstick Bodyguard class on December 5th at 6 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range. Paul, if he can clear it with a schedule, he's going to come up and share his story. But if Frank Fiamingo and Ainsley Reynolds would like to come up, we could shoot them in the face and demonstrate how this stuff works.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe the two of them can sit down while they're sobbing like little girls. They can maybe do something with the Colored Coalition. Excuse you, Diane.
I almost want to be maced with it. I want to know what this thing can do.
Oh, I'll mace you.
Oh, no, dude.
What other family members are now carrying Lipstick Bodyguard because of this?
None yet.
None. Wow.
Christmas is coming.
That's what we're planning on doing for everyone. Even the men. I mean, like I said, you look like a little bit of a fag, but you know, somebody makes fun of you, you got mace on you, you know?
Who cares about being made fun of? If I get to go home to my dog and my family at night, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Likewise. I really don't. And it's, listen, people don't realize it is legal in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Right.
Pennsylvania, whatever. You carry lighter fluid. Yeah. Right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But you know, it's legal in these three states. New York is 15, three-quarters of an ounce. It's supposed to be something that you purchased from a licensed New York retailer. But if this is purchased online also. It's okay to use Lipstick Bodyguard in the five barrels. So don't sweat it. It's okay to carry it in Connecticut. It's okay to carry it in New Jersey. It's one of the few legal things we have.
Right. It's all we have.
Other than our defensive pen course.
Right. Which I got to sign up for that, too.
Yeah, right. Well, here we go.
I always, but, I'm a nurse. I always have a pen on me. Right. Always.
Right. This Lipstick Bodyguard is a torque, a force multiplier.
Yeah.
Not only an equalizer, but a force multiplier where you can take someone. I mean, Diane sounds big because of those burps and all, but she's only... She's 5 foot tall, maybe 97 pounds, soaking wet, okay? We can't even say her engagement ring adding any weight to it because Sandy obviously didn't spend much money on it. Looking at it from here, anybody remember Cracker Jack's prize?
Cracker Jack.
That's what it looks like. It looks her like. Engagement ring is blue and it's open in the back, okay? I just want to get that out there.
One size fits most.
So you talk about a force multiplier. You get guys my size and Paul's size. We approach her outside of a mall parking lot. She whips out this little pink thing of Lipstick Bodyguard and sprays the two of us in the face, and we're down on the ground.
Yeah. Okay? In a fetal position for the next 2 hours.
I'm running to try to get back to my car to get the hell out, which means I'll probably smash into something because it's burning, you know? But that's what we want. So this guy, Paul, 20 minutes crying like a girl?
Absolutely. We didn't stop.
Were you laughing inside
a little
bit? Yes, a little
sadistic.
That'll teach you as well. Yeah, that's
because, you know, there's no microphones outside the bank. Were you saying happy,
absolutely.
Sweet nothings to him?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'd be whispering all kinds of shit to him.
I said if the police don't show up in another 10 minutes, I'm cutting your balls off.
Oh, yeah. I would be telling him stuff.
I'm getting tired of waiting on this.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'd be telling fibs. I'd be like, you know, by the way, the prison you're going to, my brother is the warden.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be telling him everything he's going to expect.
And the worst part is, like, the paranoia sets in with these guys, you know, so all you have to do is just say to him, man, dude, I hope the cops get here soon because I hear this shit kills you after a little while.
It blinds you for life.
I was thinking about doing some deliberance, you know.
Yes.
Squeal like a pig for me. Right. Squeal like a pig.
That's right.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
See now.
Now we're getting a low point even
you
for this show.
If there was like Paul and I were there, like a couple of guys, imagine the interaction. Yeah. I'm gonna leave him here. I'm gonna run into the CVS and pick up some KY jelly and a baseball bat. Get a football bat. You know what? Get a football. Paul, go to the produce market. See if they have a pineapple.
You got gloves, don't you? Yeah, we're good.
So I'm telling you. That it was such, when he sent me that Facebook message, you saw it last week.
Oh, it was great.
I was going to talk about it on last week's show, and I was like, Paul, can you get your butt here this week?
Absolutely.
I'd much rather have you share this with us. So everybody that's listening, we're telling you, you have to learn. You need force multipliers like this. Now you have to, I'm a caveat here, you can't leave it laying around for young children to grab. You have to be diligent. Treat it like it's a gun. Would you leave it laying around? Okay.
Right. It's already loaded, too.
Exactly. It's already loaded. Boy, is he a paid sales rep for Lipstick
Bodyguard? I do sales, so. For my company.
Holy
there it is.
Shit. Yeah. You know, he's wearing a little eyeliner, too, I know.
I got to be pretty.
He's got to be pretty.
It's radio, dude.
And the most important thing is you have to have it ready when you're, you know, walking outside.
Not
that's
in the
thing.
Of,
in, not in the bottom of your purse.
Anthony talks about this all the time.
Because
she doesn't listen.
Who
would want to listen to you?
You have to have it ready because you never know when you're going to need it.
Absolutely.
It's in your pocket.
It was in my coat pocket. My hands are already in my pocket.
That's it. Yeah, you can't.
You can't. He says it all the time. It's right. It ends up in the bottom of the purse. And
good luck digging for
it. Right, exactly.
Okay?
That time.
That guy with the knife would not have let Paul dig into his pockets looking for that Lipstick Bodyguard.
And you probably wouldn't have been able to find anything, right? I mean,
not in that state of mind.
Fine motor control
was
gone.
Right.
You've got time dilation.
You lose your fine motor
Everything's shaking.
You start to
your
tremor.
Your adrenaline pumps into your system.
That's why we practice in the class using gross motor skills for deploying and creating space and spraying. spray. He sprayed right. He sprayed left to right, which is perfect. You want to go left to right across the eyes, let residual go down in his nose and his mouth that comes off of the spray, and then step one pace to the left or the right, whichever safest area that you deem at that moment. See, if he came charging at Paul like a bull and Paul stepped aside and he banged his head into the ATM machine, a bonus! Ding!
Try that again. You missed.
Paul Ramage, so his wife better not come in any shit. Thank you for coming on and sharing that story.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully you could make it to our, we're going to have a Mace class, lipstick bodyguard class on December 5th at 6 p.m.
I will be there.
I believe it's a Thursday.
I will be there.
Couple of things. The May 9th Napping Gun Law Seminar, 6 seats left.
Wow.
Makes you a great Christmas gift, by the way, if anybody wants it. It's $385. It's 10 hours straight training with him. Troopers, his new fourth edition book, 500 pages, will be here. Defensive Pen for December is sold out, by the way. December 14th, there's classes listed for January and February. Masad Ayoub is here in April. He's here April 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. 12th, 13th is almost sold out. 32 seats are almost sold out. And 14th, 15th is half sold out. I asked Gail, his handler, if he can come again in New Jersey in 14. She said, no, we're going to schedule dates for 15. So if you didn't sign up for Masad Ayoub's Judicious Use of Lethal Force, exclusive to Gun for Hire. By the way, Napin is exclusive to Gun for Hire. And Masad Ayoub is exclusive to Gun for Hire.
The best of the best.
Yes. We have ladies-only classes, 2 a month scheduled out. We also have our prepper class, Preparing for the Storm. Online, we have a ton of new classes and NRA instructor classes. Remember, if you're a member of the Woodland Park Range, membership has its privileges. $20 firearm transfers. Every gun store in the state is pissed off at me. The next cheapest is $45. I'm 20.
Really?
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
Members only referral fee. Bring somebody in, Paul, to join here as a member. Mm-hmm. You get $50 on your retail account, whether they join gold, silver, or platinum. The other thing is hot news. Lipstick Bodyguard 1, shitbag 0.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Diane from Lipstick Bodyguard, and Paul Ramage, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please be prepared out there. It is a dangerous world. LipstickBodyguard.com or at the Woodland Park Range. Get one for every woman on your gift list. From sea to the shine.